This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network.
The bonus material this week is...
Tiger Woods. You're talking about Tiger Woods.
Carrots.
Carrots and why you should buy them with a responsible adult.
Oh, and what you're doing this weekend.
And 10 Meal Sunday, which is a thing, and it's an event you're going to want to hear about.
Right. You can sign up at headstuffpodcasts.com/register. So go on. And from a fiver a month, you can donate more than a fiver a week. You can start for a fiver a month. You'll be supporting us. You'll be supporting Head Stuff and Alan.
Deadly.
The podcast of the week this week is Spice Bags.
Spice Bags, which is the cooking podcast that we recommended before. And you should definitely hear it again, check it out again because it's brilliant.
Spice Bags is a podcast about food in Ireland from an international perspective. Hi, I'm May. I'm an American food writer, and I'm with my friends Blanca, a chef from Spain, and Dee, an Irish food editrix. And we are the Spice Bags, three sassy ladies with a lot to dish up. Join us for the chats.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're in for a treat because you're listening to the Dubland Podcast with Suzanne and PJ.
Shove your Dubland Podcast up your ear holes.
Do you wear a watch?
Yeah.
I have an Apple Watch.
But I wear a real watch, not like, you know, connected to a satellite.
So I'm an Apple. It's my tracker. But do you know, that's one thing I was with different people. My cousin Christopher does it. He takes... dirt under my nails, vomit.
Mank.
He always takes his watch off. You know, one of those people who, like, they sit down in the pub and, well, let's forget about the pub, but he takes his watch off the minute he sits down.
Why?
I don't know, actually. I've never asked him, but it's something I've noticed. I've just taken my Apple Watch off there.
What, your Apple Watch? You're a jackass. Like, I don't know. I need to wear a watch, but then I know people.
Why do you need to wear a watch? I've never worn a watch.
Time.
Yeah, I just check it off my phone.
No, fuck all that. No, that's just acting the bollocks. Like, there's a reason. This is like using your phone to tell the time is...
Hi, Alan.
It's the carry-on of young people. It's a pointless exercise. It's real, you know what I mean? Like, you wear a watch if you want to tell the time. And then what's happened now
is
you have young people
watches.
Who don't know how to read. You know,
I can't tell the time. I'm not great with it.
Oh, yeah. Are you fucking serious?
No, I am. I'm not great.
Why?
Even,
how can you not tell the time?
I get confused with certain parts of the time.
What do you mean then? Like, what I like parts? It to be, how can you get confused with parts
around
of the time?
Around the 6, 7, 8. If it's not on the quarter marks, I'm like...
25 to. So you're telling me you can't work out a 25 to or a 25 past?
I'm maths dyslexic. Fuck off.
I'm literally dyscalculate. I'm lucky I can count the fingers on my fucking hand. I can use it like... A watch is basically a pie chart of time. Anyone can use a watch.
I wasn't good at pie charts either. I wasn't good
you
at maths.
You were good at
I
pie
wasn't.
Charts.
I was
you
not good. I am a number... I can eat pies, I can't calculate them.
Fuck that. If you can eat a pizza, you're good at a pie chart. If someone said, you would never look at a pizza and go, how much is left, Suzanne? You go, I don't know. I don't know if it's 10%.
Oh, I wouldn't give it to you in a percentage. I'd give it to you, there's a slice there for me and none slice for you.
So how many slices in the pizza then?
I don't know. It depends on what way you cut it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, what would you normally cut it into? A 12-inch or a 13-inch pizza, what would you cut it into?
I mean, I don't work in inches. I'm not a man.
Well, if we cut it in two, if we cut it right up the middle. Then,
two pieces.
Yes, right. So.
Are you charging me for these grinds? Because I'm not in.
Right, let's cut it up the middle and let's cut it down the side.
Four.
Yeah. So if I have one slice.
Yeah, there's three left. I guess.
And how many percent is that?
1%, 4%.
Oh, no, you fucking.
A quarter.
No, yeah.
I told
left.
You.
How much is left?
Oh, 3%. Oh, three quarters.
Yeah, which is in percent.
75.
You fucking do know how to use pie charts.
No, see, that's a pie
chart. It's literally a pizza pie chart.
That's easy, but when you start to break it down, it's like angles. It's like, oh, that's a 90 degree angle. What is a 90 degree angle?
A 90 degree angle is literally a right angle. You know.
And here we go.
If you put your phone standing on the table, it's at a right angle. It's at a 90 degree angle to the table.
Is that what that straight up is 90 degrees?
No, this bit, you need this bit as well. You have to have the table as well, or it's 90 degrees. Otherwise, it's just straight lines, just 180.
It's a capital L.
It's a capital L, is the 90 degrees.
This is why I had a conversation about could I sit maths out in the leave and cert.
Well, I didn't even do a leave and cert. I went into maths. I did syllabus C maths. I literally had lads in there who they couldn't count on their fingers because they'd eaten them. Oh, that's the that maths class I was in. Fingers were crayons and didn't know why they weren't working.
Well,
I was in that maths class.
I was probably head of that maths class. I loved English. I had no interest in, I did honours English and absolutely fucking flew it. I absorbed Wuthering Heights. I wanted to be Cathy on the moors. I went, my auntie and uncle took me out to see where Wuthering Heights was all about. And I was mad into all of that, all into the,
yeah, but I'm just saying.
And then you go in and some fucking.
This is not an excuse for not being able to read a watch. That's all I'm saying. Or a clock. It's not.
It's just an easier look at my phone. It's 4:30.
No, you're not learning anything there.
I don't need to learn anything. I'm learning every day. I'm rearing three kids. I'm learning every single day of my life. I learned something the other day, actually, and I was like, Jesus, I never knew that before. I can't remember what it was, but it was a real.
So you didn't learn it then?
It was a real. It wasn't anything to do with the time or clock. Anyway, about my Apple Watch, I will just say, if you're saying a prayer today, if you're sending up your intentions or lighting a candle, I'll ask you if you wouldn't mind to include my AirPods in that.
Oh, what happened to them?
That's the problem. I don't know.
Oh, they're just literally
missing. I've lost them. Now, I did actually put it on Instagram and someone said you can click them on your phone. You can find them on your phone. Neither did I. You can trace it on your phone. But I'm like, if they're in my house, all it's going to do is just show me they're in my house, which that's fuck all use to me. They could be anywhere in my house. But what I will say, I have asked St. Anthony about it. I think he might have the COVID because he hasn't replied.
Who?
St. Anthony.
Oh, for God's sake, yeah.
So, and I've offered him a tenner, which is more than a cost to sign up for this podcast, by the way.
Yeah, that's very true.
I'm essentially giving him.
You're giving him a two for one.
I'm giving him a two for.
One for. No,
oh, Mr. Calculus.
I can't do maths now. I can't do maths. Look at me doing two for one on a tenner. I'm trying to work out a fiver. I can't do it.
I can't find them. So I'll ask you if you include them in your prayers and intentions today. And if you, St. Anthony as well. I'll ask you, St. Anthony, to please send them to me and I'll give you a tenner.
That's gas. That's like when my dog ate mine. I'll never, when Stella.
Stella ate them.
Yeah, she
did
ate mine.
Did she shit them?
No, she chewed them up. Did I ever show you the picture of them all chewed up? No, she spat them out. They obviously weren't tasty enough. She spat them out. I think it was the earwax. Because you know the way the dog would be attracted to the earwax. No matter what, no matter who you are, you use those whitey white. Those fucking tufts of yellow wax you get in your, what are they called? Earpods, iPods.
AirPods.
AirPods. Those tufts of yellow wax you get in your AirPods. And I don't give a fuck. Everybody gets them.
They do.
And
everyone gets wax
box
in their ears.
Ends up like a wax collection. And the
I'd clean them when they come out. I give them a wipe.
You do on your shite.
You wipe them even on your jumper.
It doesn't work. I use cotton buds and I dipped them in the hand alcohol shit. And then I tried to smudge the earwax off and I smudged it all into the little bit.
Soft.
Oh, it's so soft. And my ears are disgusting. They're literally disgusting.
Do you ever get your ears syringed?
Yeah.
Oh, it's fucking.
It's awful.
No, it's gear. It's
not.
Wonderful.
It's like the doctor stuck his Mickey in my ear and had a piss. That's what it felt like. It's like you stuck his Mickey. So I told you that story when I went to get my ear syringed and I was saving up my problems. Didn't I tell you that?
No, you save up your problems. You ready to get your ears done while you were there.
No, you didn't.
And you're
save
60
up.
Quid. No, we
if
we
you're
always
a man, you're not going to pay 60 quid for one physical
health. We've covered that
issue.
A lot of time. You always go in with a list, but I didn't realise you got the ears done with the list.
No, I got the I did.
Or did you go in with the ears first and then say, and also could you have a look at my Mickey? Or did you
the Mickey. I threw the ears in. I'd get an ears for what two deal like
two for.
You know what the deal? I told you the story loads of times, didn't I? Where I walk in. And I was burning a little when I went for the urination.
Right.
And then
somebody actually texted today to say, did you get your belly sorted out? So you could include that in this story. Go on.
My belly is sorted out.
Right. Yeah, start with your willy.
Well, no, we've done this. We haven't covered this.
Maybe people want the update.
So I went into the doctor and I said, when I do a wee, it burns a little bit. Now, thankfully, it turned out to be not. It was swollen urethra, or however you say
interfering
it.
Interfering with yourself.
No, it's nothing. See, this is why men are afraid to go to the hospital. Because people like you
humiliate
us for having sore willies.
It's a genuine question because we talked about this last week. I spent my entire time saying, get your hands out of your pants. And you as well, Oisín. That's all it is. It's boys. Hands out of your pants. So it would make sense that your willy was sore because boys seem to just need to know
it was nothing
it's
like
there
that.
All the time.
It was nothing like that. I had a swollen urethra, whatever. It's one of these things that happens to lads as they get older.
Okay.
It was swollen.
A urinary tract infection?
No, it was not. No, I don't think.
A UTI?
No, it wasn't. There was no infection. Listen to me. You're putting words in my mouth. You're telling me I had infections that didn't exist and all. I had a little bit of a
swell.
Did
your Mickey look green?
Did you? No, see. This is what's going to be
oozing pus.
Jesus Christ. I was embarrassed about my ears. Now she's making me feel really conscious. I'm going to start, you know the way when people say you start scratching when you talk about fleas? I'm going to be like,
checking your Mickey.
Covering it to hide it from shame of things that never happened. Swollen, you're really swollen. A little bit, when I was somewhere with weed, it burned a little. And because I'm one of those lads that you say, if you, I like, whatever, I'd let my head rot, but not go to the doctor. But as soon as I have anything in my trousers, straight into the doctor. I'm not taking chances with that. Right. I am not taking chances with anything there. So, you know what I mean? If that goes wrong, it goes wrong. Like the fireworks display. You know what I mean? Like it's something.
Your wee was like a fireworks display. Like spitting stuff out.
Oh my God. I went into the doctor.
Right.
And I said, and he says, no problem. And then, first thing I did was the ears. I said, I'll start with the ears because I want to build up to the wheelie.
Work your way down.
Yeah.
That's like a good date, isn't it?
Yeah.
Start with the ears, hope you end in the wheelie.
It's exactly the way.
I'll lend you my ear to listen with a hope that you'll lend your, anyway.
Yeah, but hopefully you're not paying for it, like they're with the doctor. So I did, gave him, so I did, that's true. Said, I need this. He looked at my ears, a lot of wax in the right ear. And then he syringed it out, which felt like he took a slash.
His Mickey
out. It was awful. Oh,
the relief of it though.
I kept going, and then like loads of times. I had to do it so many times because apparently it was so much compacted wax in my ear. It was like literally enough to keep Rome burning. You could burn down Rome with it, right? And then he goes to his desk and he had his back turned to me. And he goes, so tell me about the other problem. I says, well, okay, it's just that when I go to the toilet and I go for a wee, it burns a bit. And he goes, oh yeah. And then he opened his drawer. And he took out this huge big spike, like a fucking, like a long spike thing. And I was thinking to myself, there's no way. If he thinks what's going to happen is going to happen, it's not happening. So I'm opening my trousers and I took in my trousers behind him. And I took down.
Did he ask you to take your trousers down?
I opened my trousers and I took them down behind him, right? I pulled them out and let us down around my ankles like a 7-year-old going for a wee in Crow Park, right? And then he's put this little tab thing on the top. And I went, I can't believe that he thinks this. How am I going to stop this? I was thinking. And he turned around and he shook. And that was when I realised I wasn't supposed to take down my trousers. And he started cleaning my ear with the spike. And he goes, pull up your trousers for God's sake. And then he gave me a little tub and said, I just need a urine sample.
I swear to God.
No, not a tug. He gave me
a little tug.
You should talk to someone about that. And he says, I just needed a urine sample. And then because I was so awkward and the toilet was like literally 6 feet, I just shuffled. I had to just shuffle off into the distance. Oh my God, it was the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened. The most embarrassing thing that's ever happened.
No, you've had way worse than that, but like.
No, I don't know. There. I never went back to the doctor again. Like, I didn't even ask for my medical files. I lied. When I went to the new doctor, I lied and told him I couldn't remember who my previous doctor was. Because I couldn't face.
It's been so long since I took my Mickey out inappropriately. It's hard to know when it was.
It doesn't happen. Yeah. Oh my God. It was like awful. Absolutely awful.
But have you not though been to somewhere before that they've stuck something down your Mickey to check it with the umbrella thing?
I didn't do that. No. I had to get a catheter in. Because I had
you get them every time you have babies. They just
oh my God, you have no idea what it's like when you have an opening the size of a, like, do you know, you couldn't fit a grape into a man.
Really? I got a human out of my vagina.
Grant, it's built for it. It's built for it.
The catheter is a tiny little tube.
A tiny tube. It's as big as the wire hanging off that microphone.
Oh, you're so... Give over.
Suzanne Cain.
I have had catheters. I've had 3 kids and surgeries.
It's as big as that.
It is not as big
it
as
is.
That. Oh, give over.
It is. It has to get fluid through it. It can't be smaller
than that.
I see
there's more men now. It's as big as this. It's not. I've seen it in real life.
It's as big as that
tube. That's what men tell you all the time. Look how big it is. And you see it in real life. You're like, you're a liar. It's not as big as you said it was.
Big it is. I'm telling you, Suzanne Cain.
Men always.
That is the size of it. The size of a wire. Like a plug that comes off the back of the TV. It's that
sure
wide.
You were asleep anyway. Getting it stuck in.
I was not asleep. I was wide awake and he came into me. So I got my operation on my legs, right?
Right.
And because I had some fucking reaction to the general anaesthetic.
Of course you did.
I did.
Yeah.
And I could not
go to the toilet.
And he says, we're going to have to put a catheter in. I says, no, it's not happening.
Right.
I said, no.
Can't have been in that much pain because if you're in a lot of pain, you would have gone, just stick it in.
No. Oh my God, you've no idea.
Do you
want to? No idea.
3 babies
you've
come
never
out of my
felt,
vagina.
You've never felt pain like this before, Suzanne Cain. You wouldn't know what you're talking about.
Right.
I tell you. You don't know. You don't know.
Well, I have no idea. Go on, tell me. Talk me through your pain. I'm here for you, PJ.
Oh, you are. You are here. You are here. And then he said, I'm going to have to put a catheter in and you can go home later today. I said, no, it's not happening. There's no way it's happening, right? And then he goes, okay, well, then you're going to have to stay the night again, right? It was four nights in there, whatever, at this stage. He goes, you have to stay the night again. And if it still doesn't happen, I'll put the catheter in the morning, right? I was there, it's never going to happen. I will lie here till I burst, I said. It'll come out eventually. Natural law, the natural order of things will take over.
Now you'll just die.
I lay there all night. I swear to God, I cried nearly. I was really? like, on my own in this room. And every time I turned on the telly, there was Doctor Who. I tell you what, I remember the night so well with Pain of Us. Doctor Who was on.
Pain of Us.
Eurosport had this Italian football on.
Go, Lazio!
Yeah, I was every so often I tried two broken legs.
Contractions on
I had to sit on this little potty thing and all. I was like squeezing. Nothing. If anything, a dribble would come, as if mocking my inability to do what I could do.
Right.
So all night. And then the doctor came in the next day and goes, if you let me put a catheter in, you can go home. I said, no, I'm not doing it. He came back an hour later. He goes, this is getting ridiculous. I said, okay, how much is it going to hurt? And he says, you won't. It's no fuss. He goes,
because it's a tiny little tube.
He said, go in.
Pop it in.
Boop. And he goes, straight in he goes, and straight out. He goes, perfect. It goes straight in. The water comes out, and we take it straight out, and you go home. That's what he says.
Wonderful.
Right? He goes,
like
straight
that.
In, straight out.
Catheters are like that. They're great. They just go straight in, tiny little tube.
That's what he said. He just goes in, you release all the water, wonderful. Take it out, you go home. That's
grand.
What he said.
Yeah.
So
not a bother.
He grabbed me by the flute, and I've never seen it look so small. Like, honest to God, I was so embarrassed for myself, my little flute, my broken legs, the fear. And I am not joking. When Suzanne came, he started feeding that tube to my wheelie, and I have never felt pain like it. It was like, do you remember when someone, you ever get someone give me the donkey pinch, the nipple donk? I was like, ah! And then just when it gets to the unbearable point, it goes again. I was like, ah! And then it went in, and then I could keep feeling showing it. I was like, oh my God, it's not lubricated enough. I could feel a little, you know, a little, as it goes down, the skin trying to grab it. Like me little mouth on me when he was trying to grab it. I was like, ah! And then he shoved it, and whatever he hit, the water went, psh! I was like, ah! And that was one of the best feelings I've ever had in my life. Like the relief of the water just coming. Ooh, the flushing and the light. I could suddenly notice the trees outside the window and all. I was like, oh my God, I'm alive. I'm alive. It's over. Oh, it's over. It's over. It's over. It's over. All the water was spilling out. I was like, oh my God. I could feel like my whole body was moving around me. And I was there. Oh God, I was there. Right, okay. I was taking my breath. I went, okay, take it out and I'll go home. And he goes, no problem. I'll come back. And he says, I'll come back later on today. I was like, no, it comes. You said, straight in, straight out. And
that's
he goes,
what
yeah.
Every bloke says.
He said, yeah. He said, straight in, straight out. He goes, yeah, straight in, and then straight out later today. I was there. No, that's not what that means. You manipulated me.
But it wasn't sore, though. It was up there.
Are you fucking... No, when it's in there, it's grand. It's the movement. No, when it's in, it's in. When it's in, when it was in, it was the greatest thing ever. But I do remember when he left the room, and I was just looking at it. Just looking at it. And I couldn't believe the gaping hole at the top of my own ripping under the tube. He's going to get this out. And
I'm not like joking. That.
Huh?
It's not like the top of the microphone. Look,
that's what I said to you.
No, the tube's not that big.
It is
grossly.
And then he pulled it, and when he pulled it out, it was even worse.
Give over because you just cough and they pull it, and it's a tiny sting.
There was no cough. He was grabbing it, and I was like, ah! And he was like pulling it, and it would move like a millimeter, and I was like, ah! And it moved another millimeter.
When you're talking about it's changing to millimeters now.
Yeah, but those millimeters is what's all about, the millimeters. It's not like I have a fucking 72-inch langer. It's about the millimeters. And when he talked about, and then
put that on your Tinder profile.
And we were halfway home, right, on the motorway, and I was there in me cast on me legs and me crutches and the whole lot. I was there laying. I have to go for a piss again, and she couldn't stop anywhere. And I stopped at the side of the motorway. You know those pull-in stops and all. I'm standing with the crutches and all. And the pink, I thought it was gas. Funny you had to get a pink cast and all the time. Oh my God, what was I thinking? And I was standing there with me pink cast, and I had to try and do a wee, and it wouldn't come.
Oh no.
And I was like, oh my God, I'm going to have to go back to hospital. I'm going to have to go back to the man with the hose, I thought. The man with the hose is going to have another go at me. Eventually, water came, and I swear to God, it was as pink as the cast on my leg. It was mixed in with whatever was in there. But it was stingy. Yeah, it was obviously a bit of blood coming out because of the damage with the tube. He obviously did see up. He must have poked me in the meatballs or something. And whatever, I don't know. I don't know. Now, I shouldn't tell the story because I'm always encouraging lads to go and get their things looked at. In fairness, it did last milliseconds. It was milliseconds. But the drama that stayed with me to this day. And in fairness, it was because of an anaesthetic. It wasn't because of a problem going on. In fact, everything worked fine after that.
Better than before, if you will.
I don't know if I'll say better. But definitely, I appreciated it more. Right. You know, I appreciated it, the work and order.
I would
things.
Love you to do an hour of labour, just to see how you'd cope.
You wouldn't. I'd be easy. I mean, you know what I mean? Be, for someone like me, who's been through that experience, I
this
think.
Actually, it's think true. I'm shocked you're not in some type of support group for other men who have also been through catheter trauma.
I'm telling you, there should be a group. I'll never forget it. You should have given me another general anesthetic and put it in. And then talk. That's the whole, defeat the whole purpose. I'd be right back to square one. But I have to say, an unbelievable. I'll never forget that.
When they take the catheter out, when you do, they cough and it gives you that sting and they take it out.
No, don't be doing that. You'd rip the whole mickey and all come off on the end of the tube if you did that with a man.
With the inside of your mickey come out with it.
No, you know, stop saying that. You have to stop saying that's so horrendous.
Why?
Like a balloon turning inside out. Oh, Jesus, no, that's awful.
Lipstick taser. You know, like a dog's mickey goes.
Like a lipstick.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that made me feel sick. You actually made me feel sick.
Is this payback for your fucking hair story last week? Feel
sick. I had a bacon sandwich just before he came in and I feel really sick thinking about it.
Like if you went like that, so that would be the best. They pulled
saying.
It
she's
and then
doing
the
actions.
Inside would pull
she's
out.
Doing, she's doing the actions. No? This is great.
How has your week been?
Yeah, it's been all right, yeah. Yeah, I was listening to my ma chatting to her sister yesterday. Talk about, you know, it's mad. They haven't been able to see each other. So they're keeping in touch with phones and all, you know. And they're both elderly women.
Yeah.
And my God, people have really learned to talk about nothing on the phone, haven't they? Like, people have learned to talk about nothing. People can talk. So this is how the conversation went, right? I walked into the house, right? And here's me ma. Wednesday, yeah. Okay. Thursday, yeah. Thursday. Wednesday then. Okay. Like, she got off the phone and was like, what the fuck were you talking about? And she goes, I was just arranging when we're going to call each other again. And I says, when are you going to call each other? And she goes, I can't remember. Wednesday or Thursday. It's like, Jesus Christ. And then I remembered, like, I've had so many of these fucking conversations and conversations in people on the street. I'm talking more to people on the street than I've ever talked before in my life, right? I went going into the butcher's the other day.
Right.
You know when people say mad shit, right?
Yeah.
And this man started waving at me. I didn't know who he was. I thought I met him because he was so familiar. I thought, okay, I felt bad. I was like, I obviously know this person.
Yeah.
But because of the way he's waving at me, but I can't for the life of me think of who he is. Anyway, as soon as I stopped talking to him, I realised I don't actually know this person.
Right.
He just was mad to talk to someone. Of course. Mad. And firstly, he did that thing that people do where, I remember being in hospital one time again, and the guy says, your name is? I'm a PJ Gallagher. And he goes, no, that's not it. It'll come to me. You know, people just correct me on who I am, right? And he said, so this fella starts the conversation. He goes, I seen you on Tommy Tiernan. And he goes, you are fantastic. I says, I've never been on Tommy Tiernan. And he goes, you were. It was ages ago. I've never been on it, right? Anyway.
He means you're joking, obviously.
Obviously, yeah. I didn't. There's no point in correcting him. No. And then he goes off on one. He starts talking to me and he goes, listen, he says, I'm a big fan of your radio show and I love it. And I tell you what, you don't worry about finding me, I'll find you, he goes. He says, I'm a helicopter pilot. And when this shit is over, I'm going to come and find you. I'm going to give you a go in a helicopter now. Would you be into that? I says, yes, I would.
Give you a go in a... I mean, to be honest with you, I don't know about his credentials.
Well, I know. Well, he's a pilot.
Yeah, lots of people say lots of things. I think most pilots wouldn't go, tell you what, I'll find you and I'll give you a go in my helicopter.
No, I don't. What you mean?
That sounds like he's giving you a go in the helicopter outside the Londres.
No,
that you put 50p in. That's what that is like. I'll give you a go. That's what that sounds like. Anybody who walked up to me and was like, come here, I'm a pilot. Yeah, that's one of those lads that used to hang around Lily's. That go, come here, I'm a pilot. And you go, are you? Yeah, you live in your man's box room.
I told you I met, when I was in Boston, I met this woman in Boston. And she goes, oh, no way, you're from Ireland. She's there, amazing. Last time I met an Irish guy, his name was Chopper and he flew helicopters. I was like, no, he didn't. He really didn't. Like, his name was fucking Anto from The Crescent. Like, you know, he didn't.
But I bet you rode him anyway.
But this lad I was chatting to, he had this big pink golf jumper on, pink V-neck and a turtleneck under it, a white turtleneck under it. You know those things?
Helicopters, all right.
So he goes to me, he says to me, so I'll take you in a helicopter, right? And he goes, and then don't, I'll find you, I'll go on the helicopter. And then he goes, and do you like golf? I says, no, I don't. I've never played golf in my life. And he goes, neither have I. But I fucking love the jumpers. That's what he said. And he was there in his full golf costume.
Full golf costume.
He was in a golf costume. Like, he was in a turtleneck and a pink jumper. And he was like, Nino, I fucking love the jumpers. And he walked off. I was like, what are the... I was like, this is how mad this thing is making people. There's people dressing up as professional golfers and going down to the butchers.
You take your joy where you can.
You take your joy where you can.
I've learned about micro-happiness this week.
What's micro-happiness?
I've made it up myself. So basically...
That's all right.
Do you remember... So last week we talked about the three personalities of Suzanne Cain.
Yeah,
I'm
we
not
did,
sure
yeah.
which one it is. So like, as in, is it just me being slightly postnatally depressed after having a baby? Is it just lockdown driving me mental? Or is it just my natural personality? It's hard to know which one it is anymore because there's just so much happening. So there was a Red Top had a headline on Thursday night, 10 o'clock. Yeah. Just when you're getting ready to try and go sleep and fucking calm from the day, that was like severe restrictions for the next 9 weeks.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So I just went into full anxiety mode.
Of course,
like,
yeah.
Full anxiety
because
mode.
Because you still have hope, you see, like we spoke about last
week. Leaky roof. And do you know what? I'm starting to think you're right, PJ. And I. It's really hurting my feelings. So anyway, yeah, so I was like, oh, it'll be grand. No, don't engage in it. And then I just got really angry. Like, I have a lot of displaced anger. I want to blame somebody. Like, I really want to blame
someone.
Point
a finger. You want to point a finger, yeah.
I want to stand in front of Micheál Martin and be like, you're a fucking shit show now of a man. Yeah, have you no respect?
Even if it's not his fault. I know. People, you're angry.
I'm angry,
obsessed,
PJ.
Obsessed.
I just want, like, you remember this time, you know, last March, I wanted to blame the Chinese in Wuhan. I wanted to personally go over there and just point my finger at all of them.
Leah, yeah, you're
all
just
you
not for someone
here.
To blame.
Just need someone to blame. I feel that if you're angry, there should always be someone to blame.
I don't know. I don't think life that's easy.
Probably not, PJ. But for right now, let's just put it as that, okay? Yeah. So anyway, I was very angry about it. And then, like, I was very angry about the headline. I was very angry about how insensitive the headline was. I kind of almost
because it wasn't the truth, right?
It wasn't. What he said was that we're in line for restrictions to continue until the end of whatever. But that was construed as to put a headline out at 10 o'clock on a Thursday night, which was severe restrictions for the next. That's an anxiety-inducing bullshit. Because this person wanted to get an exclusive. Now, the content of what she got was that we would be looking at further restrictions until the end of April. So actually, yes, 9 weeks. But it's the fucking sensationalist of, do you know what? The nation's on its knees. Let's do a headline that says you're all fucked and for severe head, you know, for the next night. Anyway,
yeah,
I was angry about it, is what I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Neither here nor there. Let me get to the micro happiness. So I considered trolling her on Twitter. You know, similar. I know where you live. I'll bring in a helicopter, that kind of thing. Yeah.
It's a bit more than trolling, but yeah, I know what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying. But I'm not that person. So I decided after not being able to watch the Late Late Show on Friday night, because let's face it, like, it's just so depressing. Like, I would take a kid with a heart. Just bring Adam on every week, that little kid with a hug, the heart. He's adorable.
Yeah.
Give me happy, give me kids tap dancing, give me toy show. Toy show. Could you tell your sister when she's dressing Ryan the next time, could you ask? Because even Ryan looks fucked. Have you seen the Late Late Show?
No, I don't really watch TV anymore because it's too, everything's so negative. I can't engage. I can only watch fictional shit now.
Yeah. I'm mad into Ryan Tubridy. Right? Mad into Ryan Tubridy. I think he's, you know, I was mad into him, right? But he even looks like he's been beaten with a COVID brush. He just looks, you can see him going into the Late Late going, this bullshit. Tell me the bad news. He looks fucked. He looks wrecked.
I haven't seen him.
Will you ask Stacey to ask him if he's all right?
I'll ask him. I'm sure he'll say grand.
I'm sure he will, but I mean, who knows? Tell him I'll bring him for, it might be a helicopter. I'll bring him for a spin around the block.
McDonald's or
I'll bring him. So this is what I did, PJ, right?
Oh, yeah.
Saturday morning. I've been in a Fowler Friday, right? Woke up Saturday morning and I went, you know what? I need to reframe this. So I've been listening to, actually I was listening to my cousin on Radio 1. He was talking about McDonald's. I went onto my Just Eat app. I ordered breakfast for everybody in the house. So I got the kids pancakes. Me and Joey got sausage McMuffins and coffees and we ate them in bed.
Very odd. That's great.
In bed. Both of the kids had pancakes in their room, which I fucking paid for because there was shite everywhere. But anyway, they both had their technology. I had 15 minutes apiece. Well, I was giddy as.
Yeah.
And it didn't stop there.
Oh yeah, good. I'm glad to hear it.
Did not stop there. So micro happiness. Find your happiness where you can. So didn't stop there. I then had what could be only described as an erotic conversation with my friends on WhatsApp. The titillation was fucking... No, this is... It's porn.
You just went for it.
Big shit now.
Are you talking about actual people now or just general dirty
this,
shit?
It was fucking now straight up there like...
Were names mentioned? I'm not asking what the names are.
Yeah, the names are mentioned.
Were famous people or exes?
Two hours. 2 hours hardcore garden furniture. That's what we talked about.
Oh, for fuck's sake, right. I did not think that was where that was going. Yeah. Right. Garden furniture.
Home Store and More have a sale Friday. So it's basically like queuing for tickets outside HMV. I'll be fat. If you actually listen to this and you work for Home Store More, can you let me know, does your stuff go live at like 2 minutes past 12 on Friday morning when you're putting stuff online? Because I need to be there. Me and my pals.
Are you actually this excited?
Oh, fuck yeah. 2 hours talking about garden furniture, right? It escalated from the garden furniture into two different trains of thought. One, myself and Joey talked about buying a mobile down in Wexford, which there's a fucking waiting list for. So that dashed that dream.
Yeah.
And this is where things got really deep dive into the dirt.
Yes.
Joey's building a pergola. Exactly.
What is that?
I didn't know either, PJ, but I now have a full Pinterest page dedicated to it.
What is a pergola?
It's a piece of wood structure with a piece of plastic over it in the back garden.
Can you go into it or is it ornamental?
I'll show you a picture. No.
Is it an ornament? Like, is it a garden ornament or is it something you can actually use? Like, could you have a barbecue in a pergola?
Yeah. It's a wooden structure. I have a Pinterest page. This is the level of filth I was at now.
I'm into this now.
Me and my pals sending each other pictures of pergolas. So that's what it is. Can you see?
Oh, yeah, I know what a pergola is.
So Joey's going to build a pergola this weekend. And I'm going to order, hopefully, fingers crossed, if I'm fastest finger first, on Friday morning, I'm going to order garden furniture. Because we were going, genuinely, I looked at trying to get a mobile and you can't buy a mobile in this.
How much would they be anyway?
Like, I don't know, 30 or 40 grand.
Fucking Jesus Christ, how are you doing this? I can't get any, I can't even fucking get a house. I can't get a house.
We can't afford
it. She's buying a spare house.
Sorry,
she's on a wait list for a spare fucking house.
Just to clarify, we can't afford it. We can't afford it.
It doesn't fucking matter. I can't afford a house. No one can afford these things.
O'Magee tried to get you a house and you just didn't put the work in.
I fucking did. I'm meeting O'Magee. I'm meeting O'Magee in the 1st of March. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to prove him wrong. I'm going to prove to him that everything I do in my life is financially impossible. I'm going to prove to him somehow that you're taking all my money. I don't know how you're doing it, but you're doing it.
You're earning money. I'm not.
You're making a fucking pergola. I'm the one working.
It's about a wood.
I'm the one that calls you. You
can come and make a pergola with us.
Fucking 1,800 quid in fucking health insurance this month. Jesus Christ.
Did you pay your health insurance up front?
What do you mean?
I pay it every month. Do you pay yours all in one big go?
I can't have debts. I can't have them to
it's
kill
not
me.
It's debt. It's direct debt.
It's not a state. It's owing money for an ailment that hasn't even happened yet. And then I feel like I have to hurt myself.
To get your money's worth.
To get my money's worth, or I feel like
I've given VHI that much money for nothing. And you know, babies aren't covered. You get a private room, that's it. But you're like, that's it.
You get a private room for a baby.
You still have to pay your consultant $3,500.
You get a private room for a baby.
Yeah, that's it.
What if a baby cares about being in a private room?
I fucking care to be in a private room. I don't mean a 6-bed ward. That
happens
to
be in it, you mean?
Yeah, of course.
Oh,
but
I thought you meant if the baby was in it. Like if the baby got into hospital, you could get a private room.
Oh, my kids would. I have private cover for the kids. But sure, I've realised that in kids' hospitals, I think they're mostly private anyway. But I've private health insurance for both the kids.
Gee, so how much is that a year? Like,
our health insurance is nearly $3,000.
Oh my God.
But that's you get one kid, get one free. Actually, fuck, I forgot I have to add Sadie now as well.
I'm trying to add up. Do you know, fuck all of this now. The world is fucked, man. I was trying to do my expenses and everything.
I was trying to give you micro happiness.
No, you've after upsetting the shit out of me now. You've got a pergola.
I haven't got a pergola yet.
I hate talking to people with pergolas in a pandemic. Fucking people with pergolas.
Pergola porn is what it is. Oh, and I'm going to get festoon lights. Do you know what festoon lights are?
They're like shitty Christmas lights.
Fuck off.
Are they?
They're not. It's like lighting porn.
Oh,
listen, you
God.
Take your titillation where you can, and mine came from looking at a mobile home that I couldn't afford in Wexford. Anyway, there's a waiting list for it, and then my husband, to get me fully wound up, he's building me a pergola, and I'm going to get. If you listen, by the way, if you do work for Home Store More, can you let me know, does your shit go online at like 2 minutes past 12? Because I need to get that garden furniture. I have it already.
Yeah, God forbid, she needs to furnish her fucking spare house in Wexford.
Alan's just sitting there going, I haven't got the fucking mobile in Wexford. A, we can't afford it, and B, there's a waiting list.
I don't know. Jeez.
There's no I in pergola.
Oh, I know, I said it wrong. See, I didn't even know how to pronounce it, but I'm getting one.
What was I saying?
Pergola. It's just pergola.
I called a pergola on Today FM yesterday, and everybody was like, it's a pergola. I'm like, I couldn't give a fuck. It's a wooden structure that's going to be built out my back garden.
Yeah. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
I get heaters.
Are you getting heaters? Oh, yeah. You're going to make like a little...
It's going to be my area. I hang out there.
Yes, I felt bad there because I got sandwiches twice last week. Like, right, okay. So last week, I was like, I went to Bang Bang Cafe there and I got myself a vegetarian Guinness steaky thing, right?
A vegetarian Guinness steak?
Yeah, that's what it was.
Three contradictions.
I know, and we're all in it. They were like, that was it. It was a vegetarian steaky Guinness thing, right?
A bit worried about
and it. I remember going, and I went there 2 days in a row and I felt really guilty about it. I've been like kind of beating myself up over it. I'm like, geez, that's 20 quid on sandwiches because I got coffee and all as well.
Treat yourself. Days, micro happiness, babe.
I got a chocolate covered protein ball one of the days.
They're very difficult to eat, those balls.
They need the chocolate on them, otherwise they're a bit soft.
Very dry.
And I was like, these are, and I was cutting, but I felt guilty. I felt guilty. What day is it today? It's Tuesday. I felt guilty all week over.
Really?
And here you are now. Tell me you're looking for, you're upset you couldn't get a spare house. I mean, I swear to fuck. And then this is all because I watched a 17, did you see that story in the paper? A 17 year old over in Bristol, and he built himself his own house from start to finish, right? At 17 he started building it. He's 21 now, it's finished.
Yeah.
He built the whole thing.
Yeah.
For £6,000 sterling.
Now, I mean, things are cheaper. Things are a lot cheaper in the UK though.
I know, but I don't fucking have a house.
Yeah, but that's because you don't apply yourself. You would have a house if you had followed what Owen McGee said.
I'm not fucking money.
You have money.
I'm not fucking house.
You have money.
I fucking don't. I'm telling you. There's not money left every month. Every month there's someone's knocking on the door trying to take it away. I don't know. The pergolia fucker is there or whatever it is. I don't know. Anyway, I'm not getting upset over it anymore. Well, I am getting upset over it anymore.
Your stomach is fixed, by the way. Can I just point out that somebody had asked about your stomach? Because remember you were unsure and
No, it's grand. It's grand.
Is everything okay?
Yeah, it's grand. Yeah. Yeah, it's grand. Okay. Thankfully, that's all sorted out. It was just it's all right. I have a hero of the week, by the way.
Oh yes, deadly.
So you know the way I love family and all that. You know, family occasions and everything.
Yeah, it's your favourite.
Yeah, so you know, basically, I would do anything to avoid. You know, human beings. At anything. The best times. So did you see the guy over in? I think it was Wales, maybe. I think it was Wales. So he's been on the run since the start of the pandemic. He's been hiding out on the run over in England.
Why? What did he do?
The UK. I don't know what he did, but he's been on the run and he had an ankle bracelet. He was released. He was given a day release from jail.
Is he English?
He's English or Welsh. And they gave him a day release and they took it and he took the ankle bracelet off. He somehow managed to get it off. He's been
I
on the run.
You just snip them off, no?
I don't really know. I don't really know, to be honest. I don't know what's involved. Thankfully, I've never been on the bad end of one.
We don't have ankle bracelets over here, do we?
I don't think so, no. We don't tag people or any of that. But he got it off and he ran. And he's been with his family then ever since lockdown. And he handed himself in to local police this week because he literally can't tell you. He'd rather go to jail than hang out with his family. And I can relate to that man. I absolutely relate to that man. He handed himself in and the policeman said to him, why now? And he says, if I spend another moment with those bloody people, I'll lose my mind. So he'd rather be locked up with a stranger in a cell for years, potentially, than spend another minute with his family. I have to say, I totally understand. I think a lot of people in coronavirus lockdown would totally sympathise with him. He's my hero of the week. Not only is he doing a good deed by getting himself off the street, he's getting out of his house. You know, he's doing something good for his mental health.
I think the prisons are fairly COVID free.
I think so, yeah.
Now, violence and drugs probably prominent.
But we've always had violence and drugs.
Whatever gets you through the day, I feel.
We're used to violence and drugs, which brings me to what I was watching. I've been watching this Italian TV show called Gomorrah. Have you heard about it?
No.
It's a few years old now.
Why do you think Gomorrah is like Irish?
No, Gomorrah's like, Gomorrah's a Bible thing. Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yeah.
So this show is called Gomorrah and it is fucking fantastic. Like, I mean, it's some of the best telly I've ever seen. Now, it's all Italian. So it kept me away from it because it's only since I started running out of shit to watch that I'm getting mad into basically everything
all over
the world.
Is there like subtitles?
Yeah. Okay. It is fucking unbelievable. I mean, it's so unbelievable. It's so unbelievable. It's so hard hitting and gritty and deadly. And the acting's off the scale. Everyone just like, it's got that sort of feeling that you sometimes get with English movies where they cast real gangsters and gangster positions.
Oh, yeah.
Like it's kind of that level of believability.
Love hate.
It's all shot in Naples, you know.
Fab.
Which is, of course, famously a pretty crazy fucking place when it comes to crime.
Okay.
And there's four series. Oh my God, there's nothing better than when you know what you
just
find something with loads
really
of series.
Hard though.
No, you read. You can read.
Of course I can read, but it's like my eyesight is really bad and my eyes get tired. I'm like, oh.
No, they don't.
And sometimes I like listening to telly. Like, you know, you close your eyes and just listen to telly.
Yeah.
So like Joey would be like, why? I'd be like, I'll just lie beside you and listen.
Listen to the telly?
Yeah, I like listening.
I don't know. I have to be involved in it. And okay. I've started loving watching subtitle shit as well because it keeps me off the fucking phone. Keeps you off your phone.
I suppose we have to do that now in the evening. Yeah. Do you know what? You're actually right. It's twice I've said that in this podcast.
It's awful. Yeah. It shows how bad things are.
Fucking hell.
But I love watching it. It keeps me off the phone. It stops me flicking and scrolling and looking and playing whatever it is. Duolingo or whatever.
We've done that.
I love Duolingo.
What is that? Is it a game?
The language learning app.
Oh yeah, sorry, I forgot you're still on that. How is your Spanish coming along?
It's pretty all right.
You should answer that in Spanish now. Would that not have been... How's your Spanish going? Oh yeah, it's all right.
It's pretty all right, yeah. Muy bien, aprendo mucho.
Somebody said I should. I asked him, was there any life or admin that we needed to do on the podcast this week? By the way, someone said you needed something for your. Because obviously I tell you these things all the time because they tell me. But for your steak, that you need like a thing.
A George Foreman?
Like a George Foreman type grill type situation.
I don't know. I think it's because I have an electric thing. I think because you have to plug my cooker into the wall, it's never going to cook a decent steak. I think that's where my problem is.
You're plugging your cooker into the wall?
Yeah, it's electric, like.
It's like a normal hob.
Yeah, you plug it into the wall.
It's not what everybody does unless you have gas.
Yeah, gas, yeah. So gas is better, isn't it?
I don't... Well, according to the ad, because now you're cooking on gas. Isn't that what they say?
I don't know. But gas is supposed to be better. It's hotter or something, isn't it?
I don't fucking know. Yeah, apparently. That's news to me.
Yeah, I think it is.
I'm really confused.
Why, what's wrong?
No, because someone said you needed... And I can't find the message. See, people just randomly message me things during the... During the week, and I go, oh yeah, I must remember that. And if I don't put it on my phone then and there, it's gone. It goes into the vault of having a clue.
Yeah, it gets forgotten about.
But somebody said, tell PJ he needs, because obviously they tell me, tell PJ he needs whatever it was. You needed like a George Foreman, I presume, for like cooking your steak. That would help your steak.
I don't. I just don't think anything's going to work. It's like steak for me is like the pandemic. I've given up hope. I don't believe things are ever going to change. I actually don't really believe people know how to make a steak. Like, you have to be a professional.
No, I make good steak. I do. You've never had one of my steaks, so you can't comment on that. I don't think I do. I literally do. I do.
It's like when you used to be, remember when you were going when you were a kid? And you used to go around to people's houses for dinner and it was the dread of them giving you dinner.
Oh, well, that's just fucking rude now, actually.
Yeah, I wouldn't need a steak you cooked. And you know, you
can't fuck yourself, actually. I was going to invite you over during the summer if we get out of this pandemic. You could go to my pergola. I'd let you have a fucking...
I'll bring my own food.
Fuck you.
I'll bring a food and a bag of cans. But you know that way.
No, you can stay a bag of cans. Look, she's Northside. As PJ's PA, could you let him know that Tefal OptiGrill is the answer to his steak problems? It does all the signs for you. You just need to season your steak. Don't make a face at me. I'm just passing on the fucking information.
So I have to buy a sort of a new cooker, is it?
It's just a grill. I'd say it's like a thing, but it's a grill. You stick your steak on it, you season your steak and you're good to go.
Okay.
Somebody also said I should charge you for your life admin. That's very fucking true. I should do. How's his dating life these days? Tell PJ to check out The Pillars of the Earth. It's a really good book.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm into this.
Hannah says, can we say hi to her? She's way back in 2018. She said she'll hear this hello in the future. So she's behind, but can I say hello to her? And what are our thoughts on the Paddy's Day Festival?
Oh, it's not happening, is it?
Well, there's like a virtual one, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I mean, fair play to everybody keeping all these things going. But they're not, it's just a sort of a shadow. It's just like, it's all just to remind us that there's going to be another one eventually, really, isn't it?
I don't know.
It's like, you know, it's like watching football. I love football and all of that, but watching it is just a reminder of what fun it used to be and what fun it may be in the future.
Well, it's just getting drunk in town.
Yeah, I used to love Patrick's Day.
You're into Patrick's Day.
I love Patrick's Day.
Did we do the show? Did we record after Patrick's Day? Like, I'm trying to think, Patrick's Day? And when we were back in the old radio station together and you came in absolutely hammered.
Yes.
Was that Patrick's Day?
And I had my head shaved very short because I made a mistake with the razor back then.
That was par for the course. We're used to these haircuts, but you'd heated up a piece of pizza on an iron.
Yeah, that's right. I tried, it didn't work. It got soggy. Yeah.
Yeah.
I had it.
Of course.
Yeah, I had it.
No use wasting a third of a
piece
of pizza.
Because an iron is the exact shape of a slice of pizza, so it made a perfect sense you could put it on.
You were belubas that day.
Yeah, it was pretty.
That was a good recording, actually. That's a million years ago in
Dubland's
world.
That's a long time ago.
Alan, how long have we been here?
An hour.
Oh, fantastic. So good time to wrap up. And that's why you can come in here, Alan, because we need to record a bit of... What?
You're not quite an hour now.
Okay, 40
minutes.
That's
enough
good.
For an episode. You did great.
Thanks, Alan. Isn't he great? Alan gave us like a school teacher talk when we came in first. He had like a page with Dublin stuff on it. He's like, you need to get members. You need people to get people to sign up for the extra bit. And I was like, I'm sorry, Alan. And you were like, oh, jeez, I'm sorry. But that's a good time for us to tell you about that they can sign up and become a member. We're going to put some bonus material on, and I want to talk on my bonus, the bonus bits. If you're signed up as a member, you'll get it. Have you seen Tiger?
No.
Let's talk Tiger and the bonus.
Tiger Woods. Yeah,
filthy bastard.
I know he is.
I will talk about it in a
minute.
Tell
you, that's like Conor McGregor with a golf bat.
Don't bring him into things.
That's what he is. Conor McGregor
absolutely
with a golf
isn't.
Bat.
I will not have Tiger spoken about that. He was just filthy. He wasn't going. He would use consent. He just consented everywhere.
Well,
I'll talk to you
saying,
in a minute about it.
I'm saying,
hold it.
I'm saying, Tiger.
What I would say.
It's a golf bat. I've swung a golf bat in my fucking life. I've never understood it. It's like that madman, you dress up for it and all. Like, you know, I've never, anyway, golf.
What I would say is, if you would like to sign up, so myself and PJ love doing the podcast, you'll get a podcast, that's fine, but we're going to do some bonus material that you can get, so you'll get hear lots of bits that you won't hear on the podcast and some extra good stuff. The boxing story's there. Alan has going to do a, will we do another... Will we do another
he's
Would You
do,
Rather?
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll talk about...
I want to tell you a story as well.
You want to tell me a story?
I want to tell you a certain story about carrots I want to tell you.
I mean, it's worth the money, to be
just
honest with you. You can sign up at headstuffpodcasts.com/register/register. So go on. And from a fiver a month, you can donate more than a fiver, but you can start for a fiver a month. You'll be supporting us. You'll be supporting Headstuff and Alan. I mean, Alan is looking to buy a house.
Are you?
I'm as far away as PJ's.
No one's as far away as PJ. We could call it PJ's. So we had said we'd release a picture of PJ's nips, but what we might do is we could just release a picture of PJ meeting Owen McGee and his hopes and dreams being dashed. If he'd apply himself, he'd get the gaff. Anyway.
I'm meeting Owen McGee. I'm reading Owen McGee's book, by the way. You know,
it's very good.
It's a very good book. It's brilliant. The tips in it are great. Like, no matter how... It's a great book for people whether you got 100,000 quid a week or a tenner a week. It's great
what
tips.
What if you get nothing a week?
It's still good tips for if you eventually get something.
Okay,
honestly,
good.
It's really good. It's just... and it's very easy to follow. There's been so many sort of financial... Like, in Ireland, we're great at making celebrities out of people that kind of maybe are just a bit odd. You know?
Oh, she's loads of them.
Like Ireland, we've celebrity mattress salesmen in Ireland. That's all right. We're great. And we had loads of, like, you know, we've had the Eddie Hobbs and all. And Eddie Hobbs.
He's very condescending.
Well, I just never felt I learned anything because it was always gold. You have to buy gold if you put money in gold, you know. And there was that. And Dave McWilliams, I think, is brilliant.
He's incredible, but he's too far too intelligent for me.
It's world.
So what
economy.
Are we saying is.
It's not like. I never feel. It's not.
Oh, McGee is the dumbed down version that we like.
Oh, McGee is the everyman's economist. He's the everyman.
Oh my god, he'll use that now as on his next book. PJ Gallagher says the everyman economist.
I'm telling you, Owen McGee is the type of fella that he would just look in your phone, he'd just scroll through your Revolut account and go, I know what your problem is.
Porn.
Well, if that's honest, you know what I mean? Although I'm getting a bit annoyed at everyone telling me to stop gambling, even though I have stopped. I miss it.
There's nothing to gamble on anymore, is there?
Well, there's all everything's starting. All the sport, all the football, everything is still there. But I'm telling you, he's great. Some of the tips he gives in his books, it's just gas when you read some of... I've realised, like, I'm reading his book, right? And there's this whole chapter on shares and stocks and what's the difference between shares and stocks and how you should balance your books with 60-50 if you want to put some, you know, put your retirement into this and how it works and everything. I was like, yeah. And I felt I got to a stage in my life where I was like, maybe I could... I think I understand this.
Right.
If I ever, you know, manage to, you know, have a crumbling wreck of a gaff that they sell, I think I know what to do with the money.
Do you have a pension?
I do, yeah.
Okay.
Although,
I stopped paying
into it.
I don't have one.
I stopped paying into it because there's no money there anymore.
Right.
But I was looking at it and then I suddenly realised, I was saying all this to a friend of mine going, this is great advice. This, and then I went, oh, Grant, how do I do it? And I went, I've literally no fucking idea how to do it. He's like, but where'd you buy shares? I was like, I said, I think you can do it on Revolut. And he says, that's probably not advice.
I would say,
McGee
don't go through Revolut now.
You know, and so
it's like this Bitcoin.
My ex missus and her fella are so into this cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
They're trading on Bitcoin and they're doing this thing. Ripple keeps going up and down, like fucking in and they're out, they're in and they're out. And she's making a few hundred quid every week. Like every week she's making a few hundred quid on this shit.
One of Joey's friends, right?
I'm too afraid. I lose a tenner. If I lose a tenner on a football match, I'm so sore for a week. I'm so sore.
I'm a bad loser.
Are hard to know. Like I get upset and I start like, you know, having dreams about Marcus Rashford missing goals and everything.
No, but don't put yourself through that. We've enough going on.
But the crypto thing, everybody's having the crack with crypto.
Like, so one of Joey's friends, a couple of years ago, a guy was in from Denmark or somewhere like that, right? I can't tell you exactly where he's from. But anyway, he said to him, I'll pay you in Bitcoin.
Yes.
But he and his dad didn't know enough about Bitcoin at the time, yeah. right?
So they thought,
so they said, no, you can pay the 400 quid.
I'll pay you money.
Thank you very much. If he had have taken the Bitcoin now, it would be worth 2 million.
Isn't it? It's like, seriously. Is he just the thing?
For a fucking suit, 2 million. Yeah. Oh, what a shoulda coulda.
What a shoulda coulda. This is the thing, you never know. Like, so was to see that guy, I think he was, he German or was he in San Francisco? It doesn't matter. But he got in, he was paid with crypto when it started, yeah. really early on.
Millions.
He lost his password. And because of something, because of the blockchain, you can't get it. So if you lose your password, it's gone.
Stop.
Yeah, because cryptocurrency is still a currency. They can't just like randomly give you more. You, yeah. It's in there and it's in your account. That's it. So if you lose it, you lose it. The same as way if you lose a tenner on the street.
And what if you put it in?
Lost your password.
Is it three
hundreds
times?
Of millions. It was worth hundreds of millions.
You'd have to find your password.
He had 5 attempts or 7 attempts. I can't remember which one. It's 5 or 7. And he was down to his last 3 attempts. And he tried it and it's gone. It's fucking gone. Gone. He threw out the laptop that he had all this shit hidden on. Yeah, he can't remember it. No idea what it is.
I would be in a fucking lunatic asylum.
Same here.
I'd never recover from that.
No. Honestly, no.
I'd be like naked in the streets. I'd be that mad woman. They'd be like, she's talking about her lost millions. Wailing like a banshee.
Definitely, yeah. Oh, I'd be having arguments with myself every night for the rest of my life. Yeah. I'd be having arguments with myself. Like, seriously.
Oh, and I wouldn't be able.
Now, I know I'm sorry, I have a reputation for being particularly stingy because I gave me cousin or me nephew €2 for his communion and all, but to lose that sort of money like after because you forgot a password.
I could, and I'm terrible with passwords.
Oh yeah, I'm terrible.
Everything's in my phone.
Yeah,
if I lose the chain on my phone, I'm fucked.
I'm sure I use the same password for everything. That's why my Netflix keys getting hacked.
Well, that too,
you know, all
it's hatching new stuff and it's getting hacked. Right, okay. Sorry, so our point of this is that not through Bitcoin, or you can if you want, but if you want to sign up and be a member, and we would love you to. And I think like we only have about 50 there. Oh, do you know what we'll do, Alan? What we'll do is sign up this week, right? So between this week and next week, and we'll this time next week, we'll give away a t-shirt to one person who signed up in the past. So we'll include the people who've signed up so far, because there's fuck all of you. And then everybody who signs up this week, we'll do
a... Get them to send a picture or a tweet or an Instagram or something.
Let us know that they've signed up, yeah. And we'll do a... we'll give away a t-shirt and some stickers and some bits next week. Is that fair?
Yep, perfect.
Right, deadly. Okay. Right, that's us for this week. Also, don't forget to go on to, if you don't want to sign up, you could go on to Apple and give us 5 stars and say that you listen, because that's good. It bumps us up the charts.
Yeah, apparently these things make a difference.
They do, yeah.
Now that I'm back on the internet and all.
Oh, and you know what? Actually, Peter hasn't agreed to this, but I think we should do a live podcast.
Yeah.
We can't have people here, but we could do like a YouTube.
Yeah, we'll do it, yeah.
A live stream.
We could do that.
You sounded like me. We'll do a YouTube. That sounds like something I'd say. Yes.
Hey guys, don't forget to subscribe to my channel. But if you're into that, let us know. And we'll probably sell some tickets. But if you're a member, you can get tickets first. How about that?
Cool. That's a good idea.
Right. Okay. Thank you for listening. We really appreciate it. Don't forget to visualise PJ's Mickey with a tube coming out.
This is awful now, the way to finish this podcast. I won't forgive you for this. I do feel sorry I had that bacon sandwich. I don't know, it feels a bit weird. I shouldn't be talking about
it. Alan, is there anything else we need to do before we say goodbye?
No.
Okay, thanks.
We'll do some bonus material.
The bonus. There'll be lots of love about the carrots on the bonus.
I have to start like...
Don't give it away, it's for members only.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be over there. Peace.
This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Headstuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.